From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is away. I'm Noah Adams. Today, April 17th, marks exactly 50 years since one of the biggest disasters in American foreign policy, the Bay of Pigs invasion of 1961.
Yeah, I think the thing that you have to keep in mind when you ask yourself, how did this ever happen, is the extraordinary fear of communism in the United States in the late 50s and early 60s.
Historian Jim Ratzenberger has written a book about that time.
Under communism, virtually everything belongs to the state.
And he says it all started when the American government began to think Fidel Castro, leader of the revolution in Cuba, was looking more and more like the communists of the Soviet Union.
It wasn't just a fear of that communism was spreading, but that communists had nuclear weapons.
Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be.
And it was against this backdrop that the United States, under President John F. Kennedy, launched a secret operation run by the CIA to invade Cuba and overthrow the Castro regime.
My name is Eduardo Barea. I am 76 years old.
Eduardo Barea was a 25-year-old Cuban exile when the CIA recruited him to pilot a B-26 bomber in airstrikes launched 2 days before the invasion.
These airstrikes began on the morning of April 15th.
The 15th of April.
When they tried to take out Fidel Castro's Air Force and were partly successful.
After that.
And then they were all planning to do these follow-up airstrikes.
The advisor received orders to stop the bombs.
When these were canceled, it was very dispiriting.
Every pilot was surprised.
To the brigade pilots.
Because it makes sense. That gave Castro 48 hours before the invasion that was on the 17th of April to be prepared.
In Cuba tonight, thousands of militiamen are walking sentry duty beside sandbag fortifications.
In many ways, the pilots that I spoke to seem even more upset now than the men who fought because they were interrupted in what they were trying to do. They found themselves nothing they could do about it.
The beaches were not prepared by air or artillery bombardment.